The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's service.
Good morning. It's a special day. It's the Sunday before school ends. No, it's more of a special day than that. Come on up. Everybody have a seat. And I'm going to start handing these out real quick. Today is confirmation. Confirmation means, and there's a funny word in front of it. It's called confirm. It means to agree with. Okay, I'm going to give you that. Hold on to these. Don't do anything with them right now. They're going to be homework, believe it or not. Okay? They're going to be homework for you. So there's one for you. One for you. Yep. Make sure there's one. Yep, there it is. All right. Let's make sure I got enough here. There we go. Everybody gets one. There we go. Got some extra just in case. That's all right. They got two. We can pass them out. Here we go. There's a couple, because they do stick together. Oh, good, I got just enough. What do you know? Okay, so, why did I give you a name tag? Why a name tag? I may know your names, but maybe some of the people out there don't know your names. They know you belong here, but maybe they don't know exactly who you are or what your name is. Okay? Now, they may know you by who your parents are, or things like that, right? Got two? Okay, thank you. All right, I'm going to slip through here and get something else that's going to talk to us about that. There was a Christian comic that once said, "When you look in a mirror, who do you see? Do you see yourself?" Sometimes? All right, do you see yourself? Okay, well, that's good. Do you maybe see a child of your parents? Because if I was to show you a picture of my three brothers, everybody said, I know who that is. Thank you. That's one of the Carmichael boys. And that's his brother, and that's his brother. And they'd be able to tell. But there was a Christian comic that said something else. He says, when you look in the mirror, who do you see? Well, obviously, we just said ourselves or maybe part of the family. But he said, I want you to look at it this way. Whose do you see? Do you see yourself? Or, more importantly, do you see a child of the Most High God? Because you're made in his image. And he loves you as a child of God. So how do people know who you are? How do people know that you are going here today? How do people know when you go out all week, every day, know who you are? Or more importantly, whose you are? Our gospel lesson says it. How many commandments are there? Can you tell me? How many? 10, that's right. Guess what? Jesus says, I'm going to give you a new one today. I want you to love another as I have loved you. And why? Because if you love others, then something special happens. They know that you love God. But more importantly, they know it when you share that love with others. That 11th commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Because when they see your love for others, guess what? Then they know whose you are. They know you are a child of God. Someone who loves God and who's willing to share that love with other people and hug other people. Okay? So here's your homework. When you get back to your seat, have your parents write your name, or if you can write your name on it, and put your name tag on so that everybody gets to know you today by name rather than just by sight. Okay? And then you share God's love with them so they know whose you are. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for allowing us to have that love in our hearts to share with other people. May we share it with others so that they know that we are yours, that we are a child of God. We ask these things in your name. Amen. Have a good day. Don't forget to get your name tags on, okay?
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So now what? Y'all finished your classes? And you get your memory work done, right? Y'all finished memory work? Got all the sermon notes turned in? And so now we're here today. So now what? So now what happens? What goes on after this? We've spent the last 2 years together in class. We've talked about scripture passages. We've talked about hymns. We've talked about marriage. We've talked about baptism, about commandments, about Holy Communion. We've talked about all these things, and so it brings us to this day today of confirmation. In our gospel lesson today, that's kind of the same thing that's going on here in our reading today. It has come down to this point. This story takes place on the night that Jesus was betrayed. The disciples had been with Jesus for the last 3 years. They had followed him around. They had heard his teaching. They had seen the miracles he performed. They had seen the signs. They had been in discussion with Jesus. Jesus had even sent them out to do some ministry on a couple of occasions. And now it comes down to this. This last evening that Jesus was going to be with them on a regular basis. He would make some appearances later, but they no longer were hanging around Jesus physically. Comes down to this, and Jesus says to them, just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. So what's it mean to love? How can we love? Or what does it mean for to love like Jesus does? So what do we think of love? Is it affection? Remember the young love when you saw maybe a young lady and you thought, she looks really nice. Or you saw a young man and that heart just goes flutter, flutter, flutter. That's affection. And those are, so what is love? Is it deep feelings of warmth, personal feelings of warmth for someone or for something or for many people maybe, for like family, for friends, for your spouse? But sometimes we don't always have those feelings. I know there's some days where you maybe just want to take your two hands and grab them around the neck of your spouse and shake them. Or, you know, you get frustrated with children sometimes, and where's that love for that when your children have acted out? Or your children for your parents. You know, there's times where my parents just aren't fair and they're overbearing. There's times that we just don't feel that love. So evidently, this love that Jesus is talking about, just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. Now, going back to this gospel lesson, going back to the context of this, this was on the night that Jesus was betrayed. The disciples didn't understand it even at this point because Judas had already left the room to betray Jesus. In a few more hours, it would be Peter who would deny Jesus three times, and the rest of the disciples are going to scatter. They all abandon Jesus. They do come back. Some of them are at the cross. But again, too, they do scatter. They go in different directions. They are not there. They don't want to be arrested. But Jesus is willing to do anything and everything. He is willing to be arrested. He is willing to undergo trial. He is willing not to defend himself. He is willing to take the torment and the torture. He is willing to be condemned, to be hung on a cross, to die, and to be buried. It's love that is so deep that he is willing to do that. And so that's what he calls us to do. Just as I have loved you, I want you to love one another. It's not always easy for us. I'm sure it wasn't easy for Jesus as well then too, because as Jesus was traveling through the countryside with his disciples, or even traveling to Jerusalem, he had to tell Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," because Peter was going to stand in his way of going to Jerusalem. Or at other times that Peter, James, and John, and maybe some of the others were bickering amongst each other of who is the greatest? Who is the greatest amongst the disciples? They were always jockeying for power. That's not the love here that Jesus is saying. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. But Jesus never did give up on them. He'd always stop. He would always talk to the disciples. It was an opportunity for a teaching moment. And Jesus took that opportunity. Or you look at the love that Jesus had for even the others. Not only his disciples, but also for the others. The other followers, but then too those who weren't followers. The scribes, the Pharisees, the other religious leaders who would come and attack Jesus. Jesus still had love for them. Or when he was hanging on the cross, he says to the thief beside him, "Today you will be with me in paradise," willing to forgive a thief, to even have the love for a thief. And the thief knew that he was guilty. He was guilty. He was condemned. But yet Jesus still had love for him. Or how about the soldiers? Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," even for those who had caused him so much pain. Jesus is still willing to forgive. It's that openness, that willingness, that love to be able to do that. And he pours that love on everyone. The disciples didn't understand this right away. They did not understand it right away. It took Peter a while. In our first lesson today, we read that story about Cornelius. Cornelius was a Gentile, and Peter was sent to his house by the Holy Spirit. The ministry began then with the Gentiles. Even though they were not one of us, God's love was still there. I mean, if you look at our own congregation of who's here this morning and who comes to worship services, we have males, we have females, we have people advanced in age, we have people who are very young in age, we have people who have lived here in Yorktown their whole lives, we have people who have moved in from around the county or around the state or around the United States or maybe even around the world. We come together in worship, we have different thoughts, we have different politics, we have different ideas, and yet we still come together. We gather together as a congregation to worship God, to sing his praises, and to hear his word. And this is the place then that we do learn, what does it mean to love as Christ loved? What does it mean to love one another as Christ loved us? It's here in worship, it's here in church, it's here amongst each other that we take the practice to do that. So for the disciples, as they were hearing this for the first time, even though this would be the last time that they would be constantly around Jesus, their life was just beginning. Their Christian life was just beginning. So this confirmation today is not the end of class. It's not the end of learning. It's not a graduation. But it is moving on to the first day of being an adult within the congregation. It's the first day of learning how to love as God has loved us, as Jesus has loved us, so we should love each other. So this is an opportunity now for us to go and do, to be a part of, and to constantly be a part of this congregation. As I mentioned, it took Peter a while, even after the resurrection of Jesus, after the day of Pentecost, after the ascension, as Peter was going out and doing ministry. That's what he learned. That's when he finally learned to love as Christ has loved us. Willing to go beyond what he knows, go beyond the people he knows, and minister to those who were different than him. Go to those who he thought were not worthy of it. To love those that are not worthy, because none of us are worthy. We come together here in worship. It is so important to be here in worship, to be here as a congregation, to continue on each and every day, because we do learn things new. Our learning process continues on throughout our lifetimes. It doesn't matter what age we are, what rites we have gone through. We still continue to learn. God still gives us the opportunities to help minister to one another, people. He gives us the opportunity to love. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Amen.